going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Night two of the NFL draft starts tonight at 7, rounds 2 and 3. Before we start looking ahead, I do want to look back because I felt, and maybe you guys will disagree, but I thought Eric said something out loud that surprised me a little bit last night after round 1. He was asked about trading up.
I'm not really, I feel like you guys ask me this question every year. I'm not a big believer in trading up. I just don't think that the data supports that, generally speaking. But we always look at it potentially. And again, I think it's assessing what other teams are going to do. It's kind of the flow of the draft. As you get to, we're picking 27. As you get to, say, 18 or 19, that's when you might consider trading up. But then you look at the players that are still there and you start looking at each pick. And every time a player gets taken outside your range or out of your sequence, you're like, okay. And you finally get to the point where we're like, okay, there's 3 or 4 guys. We don't have to trade up. We're going to get 1 or 3 or 4 of these guys. We feel happy with all these guys, and we're good to go. So when that happens, you're at peace. It's a good place to be.
Eric DaCosta, don't ever expect the Ravens to trade up in a draft if he's running the show.
This is his 7th draft. I've said it multiple times. The highest round he's traded up was the 3rd round in his first draft. The proof is in the pudding. He just doesn't believe in it.
No, they have core beliefs and they don't really stray from them. And it's when you have built a strong roster, when you're already sitting on 11 picks, and when teams in front of you will freak out and panic and invariably let players that you like more than them fall to you, then all those factors kind of play to your strength and to your core beliefs and make it even, frankly, easier for you to just sit back and see who's there when you're picking and either take the guy you like the best or let somebody come up to reach for a quarterback or some other position that they are just so desperate for, that they pay an obscene price. And like, trust me, as much as they love Malachi Starks, if somebody made them the offer that Atlanta made to Sean Payton, I think they're taking it.
Yeah.
I'd be stunned if they didn't take it. And they'd say, you know what? There's a safety from Notre Dame. We might not be as good,
but Xavier Watts,
we're going to be pretty good for us from day one.
And hey, Emin Wari's still out there.
There's plenty of other things we could do. You're going to give us next year's one, and we don't think you're going to be that good anyway. So that's going to be a pretty, that could be a pick in the teens. Yeah. That we can't get any other way unless our quarterback gets hurt and our whole season tanks. Yeah. So that's who they are. And, this thing is why does Howie Roseman look really smart every year? Because he's already built a great roster.
Yes.
He can take risks when they work on injuries, etc., like Simmons or Campbell. I think he would have taken Simmons if Campbell was already gone. Why did Andy Reid take that kid? Why did I tell you he's going to the Eagles or the Chiefs? I'm just telling you, if he's there, he's going to go there because they built up such a culture of winning, and they built up such a roster that we can redshirt him. And if he's our best left tackle, by week 10, we're going to play him. And if he's not, I bet by week 1, 2026, he's our best left tackle. And the Ravens are in that same sort of position. So, yeah, it's good to be good at your job. It's good to not have a ton of immediate holes you need to fill. And it's good to be sitting on 11 draft selections.
So they do have 10 draft selections left, two of which are tonight, the 27th pick in both the second and third round. What are you looking for Eric DaCosta to accomplish this evening?
Well, I think for me, the most interesting sort of, I don't know, like phenomenon to watch is how much do they like this second tier of, let's just call them defensive line slash edge.
Mm-hmm.
And how much do they like the group that's beneath it? And like Bobby D thinks there's fourth and fifth round D tackles that they, including two kids from Maryland, who they might like really almost as much as this next wave that's going to come. So I don't know that this is going to be as, like, we're going to get to a point here, and maybe it's the second pick tonight, where need in terms of edge factors in more, mm-hmm. need in terms of pass rush, I should say, factors in more. But like,
every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Sophie. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
I don't know that they have to do it here. I think this could be a best player available.
Which could be a corner.
It could be. It certainly could be a corner. But like some of the names I'm keeping an eye on, Schwesinger, the linebacker, yes. from UCLA. Like I don't know if he's going to be there or not. There were some people who preferred him to Campbell because of, you know, Campbell's got a knee situation. And I don't know. Like I don't think some of these teams were as high on Campbell, the Alabama linebacker, as some of the mock drafters would have you believe. So this kid might be, Schwesinger might be the best linebacker in the draft. And he plays next to Roquan for a year, and maybe he replaces Roquan in a year. His coverage skills, his instincts, just everything about him, man, he looks like he steps into this place and immediately, you know, deserves that Ravens sticker on his helmet. Alfred Collins, a D tackle out of Texas. Some people would tell you he doesn't have any pass rush. I don't know. Like there's others who would say, if you move him around a little bit and you fight for some matchups for him, you might be surprised. That's somebody who, you know, I think might make some sense for them. TJ Sampson, a D tackle out of South Carolina. Bobby D thinks he's another one who has more pass rush and way more position flexibility than some are giving him credit for. Is he a three technique a little bit too much like Matabike? I don't know. I mean, I think you're creative. You find different ways to get different people on the football field. Shamar Turner would be another D tackle. And then look, we talked about Milroe a lot.
If he's sitting there.
If he's there and you do still feel like this is a generational defensive line draft and we're really good at finding those guys and we'll come away with one Friday, but if we don't take this quarterback now, we're not going to get another shot at him. That's where I wonder if this can become a luxury pick for them because they still have nine more of these after them. And they're going to go – there's no doubt in my mind, no matter what happens tonight, they're going to go into Saturday like, we might take three D tackles
yes,
today.
Yeah.
Like, we could – there's still three we'd be real happy to take and think could help us, some short-term more than others, but at least some of them could help us day one.
I got a name for you, and you know my wheelhouse is Oregon. If Jordan Burch is sitting there – when they pick in the second round, that's a kid when he's motivated. That's an absolute game wrecker. Now, motivation has been an issue for him at times, but I would trust them late in the second round. You take him and let Chuck Smith get his hands on him a little bit. That kid.
That's the other
yes,
Oregon tackle.
Yes, yeah, he's like an
yes,
edge guy.
Yes.
Yeah. When he's motivated, he was as good or better than Kevon Thibodeau was at Oregon, but there have been motivation issues for him. He's expected to go in this round.
Well, and they're all going to have warts or blemishes yes. at some point. Now, again, I don't really think there was more than 8 to 10 blue chippers in this whole draft. And maybe I'm even skewing a little high, but they will get there, and we'll come here on Monday, and we'll have three or four names to pour over that could help this D-line. But I don't know that it's pick 54.
Inside Access here on a Friday. Coming up next, we get to the Orioles, and they avoided the sweep last night in Washington against the Nationals. What do we think of the O's last evening? We will tell you next here on The Fan.